Good afternoon. A rapidly deepening low pressure wave is headed into eastern Pennsylvania on its way through the Mid-Hudson Valley and central and western New England and eventually into the Canadian Maritimes. On this track, heavy snow has broken out across the southern tier of New York, the Finger Lakes region, into the westernmost Catskills, the western Mohawk Valley, most of the Adirondack, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. In these locations, it will continue to snow heavily at times through the afternoon, and 6 to 12 inches of snow likely by the end of the day and into the evening tonight. In the meantime, along the I-88 corridor into the eastern Mohawk Valley, the Lake George Saratoga area, and into southern Vermont, the transition is now taking place for some rain and freezing rain to change over to snow. In these locations, the snow will fall heavily for a short period of time and 3 to 6 inches of snow possible by the end of the day today. In the rest of the Catskills, the Greater Capital District, and along I-90 in New England and points north, the changeover will occur mid to late afternoon, and again, a quick burst of heavy snow possible with 1 to 3 inches likely. Farther to the south in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and New England south of I-90, a coating up to an inch of snow as rain will be the dominant precipitation type through most of the afternoon. In all locations, the wind will pick up as we go through the day and that low pressure center deepens and moves through. Winds at times will gust over 30 miles per hour, driving in much colder air. So early this afternoon, while temperatures range from the upper 20s into the mid 30s, everyone will drop dramatically back through the 30s and 20s throughout the day. As we get into the night tonight, any steady snow will wind down as snow showers with minor additional accumulations, and skies will remain mostly cloudy across the area as temperatures dip back into the teens in most places with single digits across parts of New York and New England for overnight lows. High pressure will quickly build in, and it will remain breezy during the day on Saturday. Temperatures, though, will be on the colder side, and most places will be in the lower to mid-20s for daytime highs. That high pressure will give way to a weak disturbance heading through on Sunday, with mostly cloudy skies and a few snow showers, highs reaching to about 30. Another disturbance, this one with a little more moisture, will move through on Monday with more rain and snow showers, with highs pushing back up into the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday and Wednesday, just a few rain and snow showers in the upper 30s and lower 40s, which will last into Thursday. Again, just the risk of a few rain or snow showers and highs staying in the 30s. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and windy with rain mid-50s, Boston cloudy and windy with rain in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo 2 to 4 inches of snow with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 48 set in 2005, and the record low 18 below zero in 1995. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:16 p.m. 10 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow, heavy at times today, beginning as sleet and freezing rain closer to Glens Falls, becoming windy with highs in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and becoming windy with rain today and highs in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sleet and rain early this morning changing to snow and becoming heavy at times today, becoming windy, early highs in the lower 30s with temperatures falling during the day. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and becoming windy with rain today, changing to snow by evening with highs around 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Rain and freezing rain this morning, changing to snow and becoming briefly heavy later today, becoming windy, early highs in the lower 30s with temperatures falling into the 20s. Region-wide for tonight, snow tapering off this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the single digits and teens. On Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy, mid-20s. A few rain and snow showers Sunday and Monday. Highs on Sunday near 30, near 40 on Monday, and a few rain and snow showers Tuesday through Thursday in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.